Hi, friends. So today we're going to change our past. Sounds magical, right? Well, it kind of is. I included a 3-minute video by Jason Silva that is really helpful for this activity. And I love Jason Silva, so I highly recommend following his videos on Facebook. They're all really good. When we think about the past, we realize the only thing that we really keep from the past is our memories or that story that loops in our heads. But it's interesting because our memories are a tricky thing. A whole group of people can have the exact same experience and all end up with different accounts of it. Our memories are actually altered by everything from our past life experience to our emotional state right now. And even if we have one experience, just someone telling us about their different experience of the same event can change the way we look at what we just experienced. So for example, have you ever done something like going up on stage and doing karaoke, or giving a wedding toast, or presenting something at work, and you're so nervous and all you can think about is how terrible of a job you just did. So you're walking off stage and people start approaching you and you're ready to just give apologies for being so bad until the very first person says, "Oh my gosh, you were so good." And then someone else confirms that. And before you know it, your memory isn't about you doing a terrible job. It's that you freaking killed it. Those people just changed your past for the better. Or think of this one. Have you ever gone to a party or something and you had a really great time? You drank a little wine, got a little loose, and then you got home and dread set in. And suddenly you're wondering, did I say something that turned off this person? Or now that I think about it, this person gave me a look. Were they judging me or did they dislike me? And suddenly your really good time just turned into fear and regret. You just changed your past for the worse. So it goes both ways, depending on your mindset. Now, when we look at a past event that's traumatic or sad or triggering in some way, I'm not saying to just convince yourself it never happened. You don't want to just bury something before dealing with it emotionally. I did that for far too long with some of my traumas, and the result was repressed emotions that made themselves seen in other ways, like addictions and eating disorders. So the way we use this technique for some of those more difficult things is by choosing to look at the situation in a new light. You can choose to view the strength you got from that moment. You can really understand that you don't really know how the events of your life would have unfolded if that one terrible thing had not happened to you. It's like that movie Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow. One change in events can maybe change the path of your entire life. Maybe you wouldn't have met your best friend or your husband, or you wouldn't have gotten that amazing job, maybe even years after the terrible thing happened. So the power here is really about reframing the past from being the victim to being the hero of your own story. So today I challenge you to try this with something big and something small. The big things tend to need some repetition, and that's okay. But the small things are actually where a lot of the power in this lies, because it's the small things that make up our everyday lives. And making this a habit can have the power to change your entire life experience on a day-to-day basis. So I'm so excited to hear what you guys come up with. I'll meet you in the Facebook group.